Shabbat shalom, everyone. So someone has the following question. Bezrat Hashem, in 2 weeks from now, we'll be leaning Kriyas Megillah in the shul, and this person cannot make it to shul for Kriyas Megillah on time. Bevrov Ram Hadras Melech, but he's going to come to the later Megillah reading. So he wanted to know two things. Number one, can he eat? Fasting, Erev Purim. Can he eat when the fast is over? Or, the halacha is, must he wait until after he hears Megillah? And if he's allowed to eat, is it just like carte blanche? He can eat whatever he wants. Secondly, he could squeeze in a Megillah reading earlier. Not at Seis, but a little bit earlier, after maybe Plag HaMincha or at Shkia. What's better? What should he do in this situation? So the Shulchan Aruch writes the following, in Tuf Reish Shadig Beis Dal. Mishu Anas Ksas V'Niyachol Eilech L'Beis Knesses. Somebody can't make it to shul. Anas Ksas. He can't make it to shul for the regular Megillah reading. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that he is allowed, or she's allowed, to hear Megillah reading after Plag HaMincha on Erev Purim. Whoa. Big kula. Big kula there. The Mishnah Berurah takes umbrage with this kula, and he says, no. This is not ideal on any level, and really somebody should wait until after Tzeis. And that's, he quotes that from the Pri Chadash, and that seems to be definitely the halacha for Ashkenazim. We should definitely wait till afterwards to hear Megillah. That's preferable. Now, this happens in many families. What do you do in this situation? So it says the Rama, a very strong language. The Rama writes, "Aval aser lechol kodim shishma Megillah, kriyas Megillah, afilu haitainis kasha alav." It's aser to eat, even if the fast is difficult for you, until you hear Megillah. He's saying this from the Trumas Hadeshim. So is there any wiggle room over here, even in the word, within the words of the Rama? So some interpret the Rama kipshuto. Literally, sorry, you can't eat until you hear Megillah. That is of utmost importance. Why would that be? Why would this be? We have halachas all over the place. When it comes to Bedikas Chametz, when it comes to hearing the Shofar, we're very careful about not eating until you do the mitzvah. And there are different reasons that are given for why, and maybe leniencies that are given for all these halachos. When it comes to Megillah, it seems like we're more strict. So some say that maybe this is a more significant halacha. The Dirshu Mishnah Berurah has different languages as to why this is a more significant halacha. He calls it a mitzvah chaviva. It's a more beloved mitzvah. It's derabbanan, it's more chaviva. That maybe that's why we take it more seriously in regards to eating. Rav Yashiv, also quoting the Dirshu, has a very interesting reason. He says if we would allow people to eat before Megillah, what's going to happen? No one's going to come to Megillah. If you're fasting on Erev, right, on Erev Purim, and you go straight into Megillah, you say, oh no, you're allowed to eat, no problem. Like, set an alarm, and that's all you need. No one's going to come to shul for Megillah. And that's going to defeat the purpose of Berov HaMahadras Melech. Makes it very logical. The Mishnah Berurah quotes many opinions that say that if somebody cannot pull that off, right, and can't fast for another, I don't know, hour and a half or whatever it might be, to the later Megillah reading, they are allowed to eat. Now, this is a variant approaches. So when it comes to snacks that are called a non-mizonos foods, it seems like those are allowed. Non-mizonos foods would be allowed. When it comes to foods that are mizonos, you could eat less than a kibetza of those foods, and that would also be okay. When it comes to drinking non-alcoholic beverages, that's brought up here, non-alcoholic beverages, that would not be a good idea for many reasons on an empty stomach to eat, drink non-alcoholic beverages. So one opinion of Mishnah Berurah, according to the Pri Chadash, is that also should be limited. That should be limited here. But the Mishnah Berurah then says on his own, and also the Aruch HaShulchan I saw, says when it comes to beverages, you can drink as much as you want. Coffee, tea, soda, whatever is needed, that's okay. Because if you take the literal language of the Rama, achila is prohibited. So do we take that literally? Achila, shtiya, nothing? Or no. We're medayik in the language. Achila, what's achila? So achila refers to bread, refers to mizonos. Okay, so we eat less than that is okay, fine. And other foods are not included in the achila category. And then achila to exclude shtiya, and shtiya Kedas Einones, you're allowed to drink as much as you need to alleviate those that were fasting the whole day. Yeah.
If the reason why we don't typically want people to eat before an upcoming mitzvah is lest they become involved in the...
And miss the mitzvah, yeah, yeah.
Then there's a certain irony here. Since it's so chaviv, what? You're going to get extra involved and forget about the mitzvah?
So we're being... Yeah, I hear. We're being extra machmir on the end of this. You can have a whole shiur on what's the difference between the eating before the Seder versus Bedikas Chametz versus whether you're allowed to eat before Tkiya Shofar, et cetera, before Mincha or Maariv, for example. This is for the between Mincha and Maariv slot. That's what we're discussing right now, but it's more to be discussed on this issue.